Okay, so we're going to bounce around a few different places, but yeah, we're going to be starting that. Yeah, the share was inspired by Rebbe Lifting, because he mentioned to me that maybe we should take a break from Masel Chol and talk about cleaning the house for Pesach, which is probably what everyone's busy with today and the next few weeks. So the first shaila is why are we cleaning the house in the first place? Right, we know that there's an essay, Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. So you cannot have chametz in your rishus. So it's a very simple eight. So the Gemara says, and everyone's asking, that as long as you're mevatel the chametz, v'libay, so bevitel v'al masagi, in order to take care of v'ayirah v'ayimatzeh, all you really have to do is bitel. And remember, we spoke a few weeks ago about the, I'm not sure when we did, but we spoke about that first Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Beis and Pesachim, that we're talking about bedikas chametz, that Tosfos really asked this question, what do you do bedikas chametz for bitl ba'al masagi? And Rashi over there says that the reason why you do bedikas chametz is in order to get out of ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh. Everyone tumbles on Rashi, what do you need to do bedikas chametz? What do you think everyone needs? By the way, when we say bedika here, I mean bedika and beer, both together at the same time. So the question was on Rashi, everyone tumbles on Rashi, why is Rashi saying that you need bedikas chametz in order not to get ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh? Well, ma'isa, all you have to do is bitl. Not only that, but the Gemara says you have to be mevatel. Even if you do bedikas chametz, you have to be mevatel because you're not going to find everything, and you might end up finding a geshmak, a piece of cake that you forgot to get rid of, and then you'll be over by your rabbi matzah. Even if you mevatel it right away, the Gemara goes, so maybe there's some reasons why you still be over. So, what are we doing? Why are we getting so busy with bedikas chametz in the first place? Let's just be mevatel everything, and everything will be fine. So, there's really two reasons. One reason is brought really in Tosfos, and one reason is brought in the Ran. But we're not going to go through the Tosfos and Ran, because I just want to cover a few points. I don't know if we're going to have time. We should have time to get to everything. But so this is going to be in Tuf Lamed Aleph, Sivkot and Beis. We're not going to see the Mechaber yet. We'll see it in a second. But Sivkot and Beis, the different masculine is Baitkin. And right in the middle, Ella. Now we can start from the beginning, right? It says so basically the Mechaber says you should do bedikas chametz, right? So the Mishmur says the gam tzarich levat lazas chametz, you also have to be levat the chametz. Ukel kamamis imetal famedalas in days. Umin atayra ba'achem amtsagi min araisa. This is how the Rambam learns Rashi also, right? That midrash, all you have to do is one, either bittel or bedikas chametz. So the kishon of vatel, I believe, by your mafkir. Once you do bittel, you mafkir it. Shum ein shaloi vein ayrola.
Even if you see it, it's bal yirah.
Yeah, even if you see it,
bal yirah.
It doesn't matter. Once you mevatel kafar da'ara, it's out of your rishus. It's hefker. It's not yours. You're allowed to see other people's chametz, right? There's a halacha that lechayat ein ayrola.
The whole reason is because what's not yours is not
going to
come to the reason
either? I don't even think you have to get there. Just the pasuk, the only isra by Rabbi Matz is on your chametz. If somebody else's chametz, there's no isra by Rabbi Matz.
So whose is it?
It's Hefker's. Anybody who wants. It's not yours.
It's in your chutzur.
Doesn't matter. It's not yours.
No, can you chutzur?
No. I think Kenyan chutzur would only work if you would want to be clean.
Right, you specifically say.
Either you specifically, or it's like a stam das that you're going to want it. But here, it's stam das, you don't want it. So Lamai says, as long as you're mevatel, it should be fine. Not going to be over by Rabbi Matzah. Lamai says, he says, v'achum tzagi, v'kol shekein kisha baich, v'chapitz achum v'amun oil, v'shem when you get rid of it. Elo shechazal hechmiru d'loi sagi, v'achum mehem, elo b'shneim daf. You got to do both. Lefi, why? Shechoshishu, acher shehabitl, tali b'machshavtim shavnei adam, u'b'di ha'isem, since bitl is tali in your machshavam, Ula yeira be'ene ha'adam sheyesh loy chametz bad kama alaf mahafker. He's got so much chametz, and it's going to be hard for him to be mevatlet and be mafkered. Va'av she befiv yoyner she yibatel v'hefker v'chashem kav. You know, in his mouth he words it. He already says kol chamira. Nikomakay liboy loy kein yasha v'loy yivatlenu b'leiv shalim. You're not going to be mevatel b'leiv shalim.
Is anybody ever mevatel b'leiv shalim? It's in your kitchen. It's still yours. It's going to be yours in 8 days. It's the best loophole ever created. But the fact of the matter is, the Levo, everybody knows it's still theirs and it's going to be theirs.
I think it depends what the chametz is. Meaning a lot of people, they're just mafke, the crumbs. You know, if it, people,
well,
people
a lot of people are makbid. I mean, they get rid of everything that they can.
Right.
So I guess certain things.
So in that case, someone really doesn't care. They
I don't.
Well,
I keep everything, including my liquor.
The liquor is a type of thing. Do you keep loaves of bread? You keep loaves of bread?
Yeah, sure.
Well, okay, so that's a different thing. There's a machlekes whether you're allowed to be allowed to sell. Whatever you want. But in Ganea selling, there's machlekes whether you're allowed to sell chametz gaver now. Whatever your minig is. I hold, our minig is to that we sell chametz gaver. Some people are machmir. There's a lot of.
In terms of bitl, he's saying.
Now, well, bitl you can be mavatl wherever you want. You can really be mavatl anything that you want. You just can't be. You can't always sell. That's not, whatever. It's a machlekes whether you can sell.
No, so Shlomo is saying if he has $1,000 worth of liquor.
So if you're not going to be mavatl at the Leiv Shalom, you got a real problem. You got a real problem.
Shalom, you got a problem.
You can sell it. You can sell it, right? Doesn't matter.
If you if you sell it, you know, if you're fine. Yeah.
So why do we sell? And why do we sell at mavatl?
I guess that we want to be, you know, with Pesach. Yeah, you find a lot of times in Hilchos Pesach you want to be machmer like the most that we can. There's a lot of halachas that we're machmer by Pesach and we're not machmer by any other yisurim, like by taruvis. By Kalim, that Ben Yaima. I mean, there's a lot of places that we're machmer. Even a mashu it's also. There's a lot of places where we're machmer by Hilchos Pesach and by chametz than we are by anything else. Okay, so we're talking about it being mevatel and dubedi gazal. Why have to do both? So the first reason is because maybe you're not going to be mevatel b'leiv shalom. But here's the second reason. Shema mitoich shuregilim by kol hashana. Since you're so used to eating chametz all year round, we're afraid that since it's in your rishus, in your house, you're going to one day wake up, it's going to be Sunday morning, you're going to be used to your bagel and lox, you're going to see a bagel and lox that you saved from the Sunday before, and you're going to go out and eat it. You're going to forget, you're going to eat it. So, okay, tiknu chazal sha'apapi shemevatulay sagi, elatzorach libdek levarmanayim. You gotta get rid of it. We come back and talk about the gakim, so you have to be mevatel also. So at the end of the day, the reason why we have to do the Gedikas Chametz, even though everyone's going to be mevatel, it has nothing to do with the Daraisa. The Daraisa by Rabbi Matzah, you're going to come to everybody by Rabbi Matzah, that's out. That's not the reason why we're cleaning our house. The reason why we're cleaning our house is because these two reasons. Number one, maybe your bittel is not going to be so good, and number two, you're not going to be a double Eib Shalom. Number two is because we're afraid you're going to find Chametz, you're going to wake up, you're going to have a house full of Chametz, and you're going to wake up, you're just going to pour yourself a bowl of cereal without even thinking about it, and you're going to eat it.
If we're worried about not live shalom, so then we are worried about the derais in a way, no?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Very good. But the second reason, then, the reason is, very good. Okay, so those are the two reasons why we have to do bedikas chametz. Okay, so now, this is the best question that we always have to ask. Where do we have to check for chametz? Right? Do we have to turn our whole houses upside down? What do we have to do exactly?
For the wife of the husband.
Under the pants in your car, in the pockets of your suits, in the corners of your closet, underneath by the cracks under your bed.
Very good.
Don't forget the window shades.
Exactly. So let's see what exactly we have to do, what we don't have to do.
State affairs.
Because today we know what's going to happen. After everybody leaves today, we're going to go home and we're going to have to start doing some Pesach cleaning. So, let's take a look at Simen Tav Lamed Aleph Sif Aleph. Right away, the first halacha. Betchilas Lo Yidal Nisan. Ba'ikinas Chametz Al Aner. B'chayinu B'sdakin. Even in the holes and the cracks. B'chol Hamekaymes Shederech LaHachnas Sham Chametz. Any place where it's the derech to bring chametz. So it sounds like here, if it's normal to bring chametz there, then you have to check it. If it's not normal to bring chametz there, then you don't have to check there. However, this lashon is a little shver, and God of Mishabur already talks about it. But if you just take a look at the next Simon Tav Lamed Beis, you'll see in the Mechaber right away himself, he changes it. No, not Tav Lamed Beis. Tav Lamed Gimel, sorry, my notes are wrong. Tav Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel. It's talking about what you have to do for B'dikas Chametz. Siv Gimel, Baidik, Kol HaMekaymais, Sheyesh lachosh shemehech nisa mehem chametz. Check anywhere where there's a chashash. Not even if it's the derech to bring it there, but even if there's a chashash that chametz may have ended up there, So you have to check for that. You have to check in those areas.
What's chashash?
So what's chashash mean? So, let's take a look at. Well, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yedimah.
It's definitely different than Derech Lahachmet Shel Chametz.
Right, for sure different, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah. If you look, if you switch back, the Mishnah Berurah there and Siman Tov Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Dalit, so Derech Lahachmet Lav Dafka, Av Shein Derech Lahachmet Shel Chametz, Rak B'Makim Shem Eshtam Shem Shem Leprakim Chametz. Sometimes you use it. Chayshino Shem Hikla Shem Chametz V'Lav Adaitin. Maybe you did it, then you forgot about it. But now let's go to again Siman Tov Lamed Gimel. Siv Gimel, Siv Katan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. He said, what does it mean? Sheish Lach Hashem Echnisu? Right, so Laimer, Laimi Baim Mekamish Shem Eshtan Shem Chametz, Pshita Tzach Kedika. El Afil Lachem She'ein Ragel Eshtan Shem Chametz Kol Hashem, you never use it, you never go there for Shabbat. You never put Chametz there. Rak, Sheish Lachosh, Shema Hichnis Shem Chametz back right. Maybe by some fluke, Chametz ended up there. Gam Kein Tzach Kedika.
So who do we pass him like? The Mishnah Berurah or the Mishnah Berurah?
Mishnah Berurah over here is also saying that this Mechaber is lav daf when he says derech. So Avada, you have to do it. Okay, so the first klal is that you have to check any place where it's possible for the chametz to come. So the obvious thing is that for people that have children, so you're really up a creek because kids can take chametz. Who knows? But they can take them everywhere, almost everywhere, you know. But let's say your parents or grandparents that they don't have kids running around the house the whole day or every day. And they don't bring them. I was talking to somebody on the way home yesterday from Shabbos. He said that even when his grandkids come, everybody knows you stay downstairs. You never bring upstairs. Nobody ever brings any chametz upstairs. So therefore,
I say that to my kids also.
Yeah, he said, okay, but it can be when you're with the kids every day. But, you know, you go to visit your grand. Yeah, nechanami. I'm just saying. Yeah, maybe not. But let's say you have a hechatimsa where you don't have kids. It's just you and your wife. You know you don't bring chametz upstairs. You never have to check up. You don't even have to go up there and look around. You don't have to do that. There's no chash that there's chametz up there. So you don't even have to look around. So that's the first place. You only have to. So then also, so you're talking about, let's say you have a place, let's say, you know, behind the bookcases. There's no reason to back out your bookcases and to look for chametz there. Even if somehow chametz got there, there's no chash that chametz would go there. How would chametz get there? Some crazy, crazy fluke accident that somehow chametz would get there. You don't have to back out don't go crazy.
Especially because you're going to be mevatel anyway.
You're going to be mevatel anyway, well, yeah. But even if you're going to be mevatel, you're still yourself to bedika. Because Shami Yishka, so you say you're coming on to another point. Is that who's ever going to back out their bookcases during
it's not part of their, you know,
the year and back it out? So I was going to get that. So there's a svara, right? There's two reasons why you do bedika's chametz. Number one, because you're not going to be mevatel b'leiv shalom. Now I promise you, whatever's behind that bookcase,
you're
about to blame Shalom. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking about your liquor, right, Shalom? You're not thinking about that. So that's for that reason you don't have to back it out. Number two is that maybe you're going to eat it. If you
can't
go on, let's say you get there, you find the Cheerio there. Are you going to eat that Cheerio ever? Are you ever going to eat that Cheerio? You're never going to eat it.
Depends how much liquor you have first.
Exactly. So there's many reasons why you would not, and we're going to see that there's more reasons as we go on. But the first klal is that if you know there's no chametz there, you know that's not where you bring chametz. You don't have to go check it. Okay.
What about the mice?
So this
and the
gets
rats?
Rid of us. What?
What about the mice and the rats that carry chametz around?
Oh, good question. So I mean, that I think you have to know. You have to see.
It talks about that,
but I think there is. You have to see that the mouse has chametz and it goes into your house.
Oh.
You don't know that there's mice running around your house, then how are you supposed to? You don't have to worry about that. Okay. So what about? What about crumbs? So this is where we get into the crumbs shiloh. Okay, so do you have to search for crumbs? So if you go to Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, Siv Vav. Siv Katan Chav Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. This is talking about when you have a chicken coop. Most of us don't have chicken coops, so you don't have to worry about that. But the Mishnah Berurah talks about other things. By the Lama Gimel. Okay, and the reason why we're going to bring in this is, okay, they used to have chickens running around the house. So also, even when you have chickens running around your house, anytime that you eat in your house near Pesach, you're eating chametz, it's as if like you know for sure there's chametz. Even though normally you say that the Tarnagelis eats the crumbs, and they eat the chametz, anything that drops on the floor, you know. But if you're eating it right so close to Pesach, so then you have to be nervous. You have to assume that there's chametz vada there. The efshar shel ipol chametz al karka. It's impossible. Of course, when you're eating, right, chametz falls on the floor. Ve'ein sfeik achilas tarnagoyle moitzim de vada chametz. You know vada there's chametz there. You have a suffix, maybe the tarnagoyle has got to the chametz. So, ein suffix moitzim de vada. Ve'tzorach b'dika gedin. Take a look at Lamed Gimel. You see there's a Lamed Gimel there. So the Shaar Tzion Lamed Gimel. So why did I say v'yeshayim? Why is it v'yeshayim? What do you mean? This is a klar din. Ain't something moitzim devadai. We all know this. Ain't something moitzim devadai. So he says, "Umashik asafti b'shem yeshayim." Mishum de'ikr din zed v'makom shalaychum kol hashana chashav achika kavadai chametz swapi diber ba'ach. Lo be'emes mestimis lashon haraz rabbi niruchum shakatsu d'bayi shetan agayim mutzim ain't tzarich b'di'ikum mashmuk shitas to ach makom shalaychum even a place that you eat. The Ba'i Shadar by Mavada Echon Sham Gam Kane. Vatami Shleimer, Mishum Dloy Choshev Zelavadai. The Afim Nema, the Efshar Shal Yipu Sham Al Shulchan, Dilma Rak Peirurin. Maybe the only thing that dropped were crumbs. The Memela Bateli. Crumbs are Memela Batli. This is a Gemara. The Gemara says that Peirurin are Memela Batli. So why am I looking, why I eat, I have a Suda by my table a day before Pesach. So what am I nervous about? I'm nervous about crumbs. The Gemara says that crumbs are memela batli. You don't have to go search for crumbs. So Elamai, what must we were talking about maybe bigger things. So bigger things is not vadai that bigger things fall on the table. You know how to eat, that a whole piece of challah doesn't fall off the table. So he said, that's why I'm saying it, b'shem yishleimer. But here, what do you see here? That perurin memela batli. You don't have to be mevatel then. When you say kol chametz, you don't have to think about the crumbs.
That's only according to the Amoraim, though. Their wives are chaylik.
I just want to... What?
This is only according to the Amoraim.
Oh, yeah. No.
Their wives are all chaylik on this.
So, hold on. So, there's also a difference. I just want to point this out, just to be clear. There's a difference between crumbs from a dough and crumbs from bread. Now, I don't think it's really something to get a dough, but there's a difference between... When I'm talking about crumbs, I'm talking about crumbs from bread. I'm not talking about crumbs from a butzik. Yeah, crumbs from a batzik. There's a whole different shmooze here about crumbs from a batzik. There's more chash that they're gonna get together with other crumbs and become a bigger problem. And then it sticks together, and that's the whole thing. But if you have just regular crumbs from bread, you don't have to worry about crumbs. They're memela batli. So you go into your dining room, you see all these crumbs around. Your wife's gonna go nuts. He's like, "Why is it crumbs? You don't have to clean out crumbs. If that works."
Then the Cheerio and those type things, small things.
Okay, so now let's get the Cheerios. Now. Some say, so first of all, when it comes to cleaning Sfarim, this is where it comes up for cleaning Sfarim. Do you have to clean out your Sfarim? Because what are you afraid about? You're afraid about crumbs in your Sfarim, right? They've been eating and there's crumbs in your Sfarim. So do you have to clean out? So that's where this comes in. So some say, where did I see this before? So he brings over here, Grana, this is Yedua. The Chazon Ish says that you have to check your Sfarim for chametz. Maybe there's drops of chametz, and I'm going to tell you. I think I know where they're coming from. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that there's no chiyuv based on this Shaar Tzion. Shlomo Zalman says, look at this Shaar Tzion. How can you tell me I have to go check for crumbs? I have the Shaar Tzion here that says that crumbs are b'meila batli. Not only that, it's a Gemara. I'm saying it's a Gemara. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman is.
Where's the Chazon Ish coming from?
I'm not sure. He has a. I didn't see it inside, but I think I might know where he's coming from. And it's also known, he brings up in Tiske Chuvas, that the Rechaim Kanievsky is machbid, and the Stipler is machbid, and they were machbid to even clean up for the crumbs. Okay.
Probably based on the Chazon Ish,
sure, most probably. They always used to align themselves with the Chazon Ish, makes sense. But yeah, so that's that. Then we have Simon Tuffman Dalid, Sif Dalid. Tough men, Dalit, see Dalit. So I'm talking about the das of cotton test vav in the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Here it says, "Yinar hamapa." This is after you eat. I'm talking about on Shabbos. You should, if Shabbos is erev Pesach, since you clean up the mapa. But oisin, look at the Mishnah Berurah there. But oisin peiru rendakin v'kinoach hakayrus ein tzarich loitzi mershusai. The nidrasim biraglayim umizbarim aleim. So forget about Mamela Bati, he says another svar, because you're gonna step all over them and they'll be destroyed by themselves, be disbarred by themselves. When we come back, he says, if time still, you know, a guy should clean, should sweep. Now I've got in our house, the reason why a guy have to sweep is on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to sweep your carpet on Shabbos. But if you have
carpet line.
Yeah, but if you have or they had dirt. Mashigumas, but ours is no problem. If you want to sweep, you can sweep too. I mean, it's not gonna hurt you. I mean, he's saying to come back, it's good to do it, but Lamaisa, you don't really have to worry. So here's another raya that for crumbs, you don't have to worry about crumbs. Now, some people want to say, and I've heard this, that's crumbs. But let's say you have something that's a little bigger than crumbs, but it's less than a kazayas. Okay. So here we have some.
Kazayas is big. I mean,
kazayas is big. So then let's say you have a little bit less than the kazayas. Where does crumbs end, and
small pieces
start that's less than the kazayas? Is that a problem?
I would say it's like you just said. Didn't draw some raglan, if something
So is that sheer anything less than kazayas is considered? Could that go into that?
I would say if you have something. A nice chunk of bread. It's not going to be in the sparam elim. Someone steps on it.
Right.
Also, because it's also the way that bread is not going to, it's not going to crumb. It's not going to go in pieces.
But if it's really small, it would.
No, I mean, bread doesn't do that. I mean, we're talking about things like a Cheerio and Oscar. They go into smaller pieces and they get.
Okay, but I think a crumb of bread.
If it was very dry and it then. It,
even also, if it's this small and someone steps on it, it just.
Right.
You're right.
Depends on
crumble.
The texture of the bread.
Let's go to this. Okay, Simon Tuf Mem Beis Siv Zayin. Okay, this is where we're going to talk about the kazayas. Shtekel.
Tuf
Mem Beis Siv Katan Zayin. Okay, and this is where we're going to get into this issue. So crumbs are okay. You know, even if you find crumbs are okay. Siv Zayin. Batzeik Shevesiv Kei Areva. You have this batzeik, this dough that's in the cracks of this areva where they would keep the bread, keep the dough. In Yesh. Kizayis b'makim echad. If you have a kizayis in one place, chayv levar. Vimlav. Let's say you don't have a kizayis b'makim echad. Im haya asu lechazik by shivrei hareva. If sometimes they put it there because it was a little broken and they wanted to keep it strong, keep that areva strong. So if you put it there to make it strong, by shivrei hareva, I list them by nekabor to stop up a hole. Then batav b'miyuta. Vimlav chayv levar. So here it sounds that even though you have less than a kezayis, that shevesidke areva, it's not put there to be mechazik the keli. You have to be mevar. Take a look at Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. Then lav chay levar, the davka kishayesh bein hakol kezayis. That's only when all of them together equal a kezayis. The oz hakli mitzarfay. Because then, the keli, since it's all in one keli, the keli would be starf it all to kezayis. Amo kishloi nishr bein hakol kezayis, ain't tzorech levar v'afilu ein osay l'chazik. Even if it's not put there for l'chazik, it's just left there. But there's not a full kezayis amongst all those little pieces, there's nothing to worry about. You don't have to be mevar. We can move the sif it out. Okay, so from here it seems clearly that if you have less than a kezayis in your house, you do not have a chiyuv to be mevarech. Okay. However, the MS yesh machlokes bein ha'poskim v'zeh. This is a machlokes, a big poskim, big machlokes. The das harbe poskim da'afilu pachas mikezayis tzarech bir. Das harbe poskim that even less than a kezayis you need to be mevarech. Aber v'davka kisher roi la'achilo ksas. It has to be that it's roi la'achilo. Avon ha'im a ton of ksas, u'pachas mikazayis, ain't tzarech levar l'kulia. Okay, so the first thing is we have a machlokes whether less than a kazayis we've been mitzarech. By the way, you know we always say chatzi shir asim atayir, right? So even if the shir is a kazayis, why how can you have a shita that holds that a chatzis ayis that you're not mechuyif to mevar chatzis your asman atayir? Even in that by Rabbi Matzah, even if it's just a chiyuv bedikah, by Rabbi Matzah, let's see, you can take care of. But
chatzis bedikah is only because you're gonna by Rabbi Matzah,
right? So you're saying if it's a derabbanan, maybe you don't have chatzis your asman atayir?
No, what I was gonna say very simply is by Rabbi Matzah is only his eyes, maybe.
Right, but even if the shear,
so then there's no reason to be voting.
But even if the shear by Rabbi Matzah is a kezayis, there's a concept of chatzis shiras min ha'tayr. Even if the Torah gives you a shear of kezayis, there's also nichlal, and many times the Torah gives a shear, it's chatzis shiras min ha'tayr. So, and you find this all over. You find this in the Mishnah, a lot of things. So there's a few different svaras. Why?
Doesn't this,
yeah, but we had a chatzis shear about it's not a chashiv zav, it wouldn't be. So you have, let's say, chelim, the shear is kezayis. So half a shear is also also just. But over here, the chatzis shir, it's not a chashu zach, it's like it's separate things. We're not worried you're going to compete it, so then maybe that wouldn't be the list of chatzis shir.
Let's say you need two. Well, let's say you have two of them. Let's say you have two chatzis shirs. You meet them together, would be considered a chashu, right? The whole svar. So we're getting to this one. So there's a few svaras why we don't say chatzis shir asur natayir. Some say that the only time you say chatzis shir asur natayir is when it comes to eating. When it comes to eating, we're afraid you're going to have a chatzis shir and have another chatzis shir, then you're going to have the whole shir. That's a problem. So that's why we don't say chatzis shiras min ha'tayir.
This Mishnah Berurah seems to be talking about a bowl, one bowl, and then it's starting in that one bowl.
Exactly, yeah.
How about our houses? We're not talking about bowls.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's saying, that's why he says that this is, but he says it's a general machlek yisai, he's coming, when he says, achein b'am yisayish machlek yisai, he's not talking about dafka by a rabbi, he's talking about all over. Granted, you should know that later on, it's, If you see Sif Ches, look at Sif Ches. Top of the base? Yeah, top of the base, right there. Sif Ches. Okay, so it's connected by Chutz Shabbatik. Okay, so it's connected by Chutz Shabbatik. Ryan, Kol Shi'ili Nata L'Chut Nitalan Yimai Chai V'ar. If you take the Chut and they both come with you, then you have to move V'arit. V'mavim Tzarech L'V'ar. V'med Barbun Bar Reva. V'bayis, Af Apishim Yinata L'Chut Ein Nitalan Yimai Chai V'ar. So in a house, he says that even if they're not, even if you take the chut and they will not come with you, you still have to be mechayim b'var. So when you don't have it, sometimes they'll be connected. You have half a gezayis in your dining room in one corner. You have half a gezayis in another corner of your dining room. So we're afraid that when you're sweeping, they'll come together. And now you have a gezayis of chametz. So that's what we're afraid of. But let's say you have in the upstairs and the downstairs. So he says that you wouldn't have to worry about that because they'll never be mitzvah. But he's saying, but even when you don't have an areva, that's the point. Even when you don't have an areva, there's still chash that half a gezayis will give mitzvah with another half a gezayis. Okay, but this is the machlokes that we have. Arbei poskim say that you should be machmer even on pachas mikazayis. But so there's a few buts. If it's matun of ktsas, show me something that's on the floor that's not matun of ktsas. Unless it just fell by minigam. When you're searching behind your couch and you find a nice half a piece of cake there, it's for sure matunah. No one's going to eat that. So you're looking. You're not looking for the chametz that you just ate yesterday. You're looking for chametz that they have for months. They're months old over there. So you're searching all these places upstairs and in the attic and in the garage for some reason. The garage is for sure matunah, right? So okay, but the garage maybe you're looking for a kezayis. So you look around. You look for a kezayis. The best way to look at it, if you want to look in the garage, look around. You see a big piece of challah, something to pick it up. You don't have to go sweeping around. You sweep out the whole garage. There's no reason for that.
Again, machlek is between the Amoraim and their wives.
So that's that. And so there's a few svar. Some say that you only say chatzis. I'm saying a few svar. Some always say chatzis shiras min ha'tayir. One svar is that you only say it by achila. But the Maaseh Be'alacha doesn't like this svar. Then he says another thing, which is interesting, is that only when you're doing a Maaseh with the chatzis shir. Chatzis shir asur min ha'tayir when you're doing a maisa, let's say bishul, you're doing a maisa in the chatzis shir. But here, the chatzis shir, you're not doing a maisa, shaval tase. You have a chatzis shir in your rishus. Then what she said, maybe you won't say chatzis shir asur min ha'tayir when it comes to shaval tase. Okay, so there's a few svaras why you don't say chatzis shir asur min ha'tayir, and that's why there is a shita that holds the chatzis shir asur min ha'tayir. That less than the kezayis of chametz is going to be okay. What is it? So how do we paskin? We have the Sharetzion which is the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. I'm not going to go through now because we're running out of time. There's a Sharetzion in Siman Taf Nun Tes. Sitkot and Memchas, which is mash that you can be mekel. So if it's less than a kezayis, you can be mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Kafman Bey, Sitkot and Chav Zayin, he says like this, Yesh Mishayimit Bechol Machem Shechayvinu Levar Bepachas Mekezayis, Zeo Kishke Kibutzum Yacha Adi Kezayis. Only when they put together will be a kezayis. Avo Belav Hachi Bechol Vini Nei Mechayv Levar. If there's no, you're not nervous that they're going to connect and make a kezayis, then there's no chiyuv to be mevar them. Then he says, "Yesh chol kemezeh, v'yoyser nira k'day arishayna." So we have the Mishnah Berurah in the Sha'aretzion that says you can be meko. We have the Aruch HaShulchan that says, "Yoyser nira k'day arishayna." And then he says, "I have a raya." He brings a raya. And then he says, "V'chol zeladina." Listen to this. There's v'chol zeladina. Aval haminig levayr ulechatek afilu lemashahu ba'am. The minig is to be mevar even a mashu. Okay, so what's Aruch HaShulchan saying? Is he saying that? So he's saying min adin, there's no chiyuv to be mevar, but then you do it. But then the minig is to be mevar. So either you're up a creek, you have to go search for every single, you know, anything that's above crumbs that's less than a kezayis. Or you can say maybe as far like this. Aruch HaShulchan is not saying that you have to go now actively looking for every little piece of chametz. He's saying that the minig is that let's say you're looking around and you see a cheriot. Okay, so now you know this whole shtickle that I just told you. Say, oh, the Mishnah Berurah is mekel. I don't have to go take that cheriot out. No, so once you find the cheriot, get rid of the cheriot. The minig is that once you find it, you should get rid of it. You're cleaning behind you're looking for a chametz behind your couch, and you see there's a bunch of little cheriots there. So just clean it. That's in the minig is that you should clean it even if there's a mashu. That's just as far that I was thinking myself. Just if you want to. As far as the more bimekel, I want to get you out of the way. So as far as bimekel, that maybe then say he doesn't say the minig to be mevar. He says the minig is to be mevar. Sounds like if you find it, then you shouldn't just leave it there. Don't leave the cheriot there. You may as well get rid of it. So that's the thing. And then even a mashu says even a mashu. Well, what do you mean mashu? Pirurin v'almos batli. Well, what do you think? So he means it. If you find pirurin, just take the vacuum cleaner and or take a sweep and say, take a broom and sweep it up. Okay, that's just fun. Want to get to one more zach? Tiske Tshuva Skrata brings. I think he wants to be a little more machler. But there's certainly what to be segment time. You know, number one, it's less than a kazai, so you have a svar like that. But number two, it's matunah. Mishnah Berurah says that even if you hold that a chatzi zayis, less than a kezayis, you have to be mevar, that's only if it's not matunif. Show me a chatzi zayis that you're going to find in the next 3 weeks that's not matunif.
Ketsas, also.
Even if it's matunif ksas. I'm saying, it's for sure going to be matunif ksas. So you don't have to make yourself crazy. Now, there's one more zach I want to get into, and that is, I know that it's a movement now that a lot of cosmetics and perfume and things that people make problems with.
Said it's not a problem because not really lachilas kalav, isn't it?
Okay, so
what's it called Goldswag from Chicago just down the whole thing.
Okay, so let's see if you even have to come out to that.
No, because the Yesh Mahachmer, so a lot of people are Mahachmer.
So let's see, Simon Tough Membes.
Right. He said that.
Let's see this. Here, look at this. Simon Tough Membes. Sif. Sif Cotton Days. Okay. This is talking about Taruvas Chametz. Take a look at Tachman Beis Sif Aleph says like this. Taruvas Chametz, you have a Taruvas of Chametz, Oiv in Allah Bisham Ba'i Rabbi Matzai, you're going to be Oiv in Rabbi Rabbi Matzai. Okay, even if you have a Taruvas of Chametz. I'm not going to go through the whole Mechavim. Take a look at Sifkat and Beis. He says, Oiv in Allah Bisham Ba'i Rabbi Chametz Noiksha. You've heard of Chametz Noiksha? Shalom.
Chametz Noiksha.
What's Chametz Noiksha? So he says, the Mishmur says, Abba Chametz Noiksha.
Shampoo.
So you have to minar abana and get rid of chametz naiksha. What is chametz naiksha? The naiksha mikri, davar she'ena chametz gomer. It's not chametz gomer. K'may oisin she'asayfer medavke b'ni ariseyim. It's like the material, whatever the consistency that they would connect their papers with.
Some sort of paste.
Yeah. So oisin mekamachol mayim. They made this paste with some kemach and mayim, so there's a little bit of chametz mixed in there. It's not chametz gomer, you're not talking about a piece of bread. Chametz noiksha is when you have Either it's not a chametz gomer, it's made with some other things in it. Or it's not fully made bread. If it's roi l'achila k'tzas, now what are we talking about roi l'achila k'tzas? Roi l'achila for who?
Emergency.
Roi l'achila talks, it's not talking about a dog either, it's talking about a person. Roi l'achila k'tzas means, an emergency. You would eat this if you're in an emergency. Okay, so take a look at Sifkatan Yud Gimel. Sifkatan Yud Beis in the Sharatzin, we'll go to Yud Gimel.
Emergency.
Yud Beis. Take a look at Sifkatan Yud Beis in Sharatzin. Magen Avraham B'Shem Rashi V'Ran, V'Ayin Shem Rashi.
Okay.
V'ayin Shem Rashi, the Tachshitei Nashim, Mikri Naisha. So Tachshitei Nashim is called Chametz Naisha. And therefore, you'd have a Din Derabbanan, a Chiv Derabbanan to Mevarim. However, look at your gimel. The einoi roi lachila klal, einoi bechlal nuksha. The asu la'ashoisa mishon dilma asu la'mechle. So he says that, because if it was not roi lachila at all, then that wouldn't be chametz naksha.
I have a question.
Wait, let me just get this. The Piskei Tshuva says, Piskei Tshuva brings that, wait a second, let me ask you something. Is your wife's mascara and all their perfume and stuff, is that roi l'achila k'tzas? You ever going to eat that?
In an emergency.
The question is,
in an emergency, would you eat that stuff? No. So what's he talking about? So he says like this. And this is even in the Piskei Tshuva, he brings this. He says that Tachshitei Nashim, he says in this matter of the Gemara, they didn't have all the chemicals and fancy ways that they were able to process our perfume and stuff that cosmetics that our wives use. He says, in those days, it was much more consistent with chametz. It was like they put some flour in there, and they'd make a paste, and it was real, like it could have been real chametz. But he says, bismanenu, there's no way that anybody would eat that. So you don't even need roi l'achilas kelav. That's the saying, you don't need roi l'achilas kelav. Roi l'achilas kelav, which I'm going to get to in a second, that's only when you're talking about chametz gomer. And you have chametz gomer, and that chametz gomer becomes so disgusting that even a kelav's not going to eat it. Then you know there's no chiyuv to mevayer that either. By the way, you should know that even though you're allowed to have chametz that's nitzim achilas kelav, you're not allowed to eat it. But I'm not allowed to eat it. Even though you're allowed to have it in your house, you're not allowed to eat it. Not that anybody
wants
it.
Meaning, usually,
which is why I'll tell you in a second. Wait, I'll tell you in a second. Which is why that, okay, so here he says it's clear that women's perfume and this type of stuff is not roi l'achila.
Where did this whole thing come from?
Where did Tachshitei Nashim come from? It's Rashi.
No, where did it come from to not use it nowadays?
I don't know. If you go to Lakewood, I'm telling you. It's a whole business. You go to Lakewood, there's a whole business there to buy chametz.
That's what I'm saying. Where did that come from?
Yeah, but it came from this.
But I'm saying, if you read it properly, it's no...
I agree with you. Most people... people want to be machmer. So listen to this. He's actually machmer. You got to hear this. He's Nachman, the Piskei Tshuva is Nachman. He brings down that L'maisa, Bizman Hazeh, our perfume and our makeup, there's no way that's Roi L'Achila. And he says, Yesh Matir, because of this, because it's not Roi L'Achila. And then he says, some people Aser. And why do people Aser? What's the Svar that people would Aser? So he brings down here, and I'm sure there's other Svars also, but he brings down here, I didn't see it inside, but this is what he says. He says that there is a Shita. And this is true. If you want to be machmir, because this is a shita like this. There's a shita that holds that sicha is bechla is kishtia.
Oh my gosh.
Sicha is kishtia. So like I said, even if something is not roi l'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. So if by sicha it's like shtia, you got a real problem. It's like you're drinking this stuff. And even though it's not roi l'achila, you're not allowed to drink it.
Sorry, is somebody chayim mesa?
So...
If they rub enough that they ingest
so he says that that's why, and he says, by the way, that we say sicha kishtia by Yom Kippur. That's why you know how to do sicha Yom Kippur. He says, okay, but he says, so why, and by the way, we don't pass him sicha kishtia. We don't pass him like that.
But
he says, because on Pesach, everyone wants to be machmer, there's something called chumr the Pesach. You should know, I asked the place in town here, Martin Sorcerer, about this chumrah. He wasn't so excited about this.
What do you mean?
Sicha kishtia. No, he said, they have a makan to be machmer, but he's like,
he holds the whole perfume thing as non-sacrament.
Yeah, he Listen, you can ask yourself. My impression of speaking to him yesterday was that he didn't go. He didn't like this Sfar so much. They have Raglayan. You know,
Raglayan to make money.
Yeah, there is a sheet like this. Maisa, the end. Maisa, that's what he says. Oh, so by the way, that's why you should know. This is what I tell my wife, and everyone has the. I'm not a paisik for you, whatever. But I tell my wife that lipstick, things that you're putting on your lips. So that's already you're not allowed to eat anything. So you're really playing with fire. So just use a new lipstick. Maybe there's some crumbs. Just use a new lipstick. But everything else, all the perfume and the mascara and the blush and whatever they're using, the perfume, that there's certainly makom to be mafker if you want, and there's big business out of this. But is nothing. So that's why, by the way, I just wanted to say that. That's why achila. There's another thing that by achila, it's the iser is even a mashu. This is also another chumra of Pesach, but this is brought down. So the chumra of Pesach, the chumra of chametz is even to eat a mashu. Normally, you have to eat a kazak with other yisurim, but here by chametz is even a mashu, which
so
is why.
Toothpaste and mouthwash much more.
Yeah, so mouthwash, toothpaste, all these things. You should be machmer, because I mean you really play, even if there's a mash of chametz, or even if it's not edible, if she eats it or if you eat it, it's really you'd be like her. So therefore you should make sure, and that's why also you should know that that's why the ikra avoda is the kitchen. You have to be really careful with the kitchen and with the dining room table and svarim. I'm going to say the svar that I have for svarim, why the chaznish and chaim kanyatsin, is that
by the table?
Is they're nervous. Yeah, by the table. If you should not bring. I'm terrified to bring svarim to the table because there's a little crumb that drops into your matzah. That you're over. You're eating a mashu chametz. You're over. So when it comes to, let's say, benchers, you should have all the benchers for Pesach, and you should be very careful about which svarim you bring to the table, and which svarim you're going to be eating over. Even though ones here, big masmid and want to eat while they're learning, you should be careful about that. And also just one more zach, just another it's a tov that since we know that nisan achilas kelev is no problem, you don't have to mivare it. So then if you're walking around cleaning on Pesach, cleaning for Pesach, so then you just walk in with a cleaner, some cleaner, and you give a good spritz on the stuff. It's nisan achilas kelev. So number one, half a gazayis is a rare issue that holds you don't have to be mivare. Number two, if it's a little bit. Even if it's a little matunav, you know what to do it. Second of all, if you just walk around with a cleaner and spritz everything, everything's going to be fine.
I was going to ask you one thing before. You said, moving out the refrigerator and all those stuff. Let's say there's zifa chametz there because your kids know quite about it, but you can't reach it.
Right.
So then, it's not.
Yes, I don't see. Yeah, I don't.
Be,
as far as right, the whole sfar, I don't see why you have to. The only chashash is maybe kazayis there. Maybe kazayis, you want to be more machmer. But if you're talking about less than kazayis, there's a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons to be makel.
So the shampoo and stuff, there's for the reason of the other reason that you said earlier, is not, or the deodorant, the other thing that's going in your mouth, right? Close your mouth, is that's where you're.
Yeah, just things that they should be machmer. These are the things. I mean,
you don't see anything special.
Yeah, I mean, just new, maybe get toothpaste and mouthwash, and maybe tell your wife new lipstick.
Right.
But there's other stuff. Anything that puts too much in your mouth. But everything else, I mean, there's big business out there if you want to. But
yourself.